Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Somewhat savvy, creative listener last week when Mike was explaining that situation in our parking lot with these weirdly discarded Q-tips concentrated in one area of the parking lot, said to me on Twitter that he suspected, or they, I don't remember if it was a man or a woman, they suspected that I was pulling a prank on Mike to pay him back for the chair thing that happened while I was away. I don't have time to lay all this out. Well, I mean, I do. It's a 4-hour show, but I just don't want to. That's usually what it means. Sometimes I don't have time just means I don't want to. Just kids, just cut through. Anyway, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't have that kind of foresight. I'm not a prank guy. I'm not creative enough to come up with an elaborate scheme to try to trick my friend and longtime partner here on the radio about Q-tips being discarded in the parking lot. It's not something I've got up my sleeve here. Everyone should know that by now, especially, and not that he thought that was true. Anyway, he's out sick today, so you're stuck just with me, Zach Jones. Hanging out. We will spend, of course, the requisite amount of time on the NFL draft today. It is draft week. I mean, you don't spend months on end speculating and wishing and hoping and analyzing and speaking to experts, from really the time the season ends until now, and not go hard in the 3 days leading up to round one on Thursday. So we'll do plenty of that today, of course, and all week long with, a slew of guests. Today, Eric Wood, none other than Eric Wood, our regular Monday 4 p.m. in-season guest, will join us for a look at the Bills offseason to this point and take a look ahead to what he might anticipate on Thursday and, for that matter, the entire weekend. So excited to reconnect with Eric here at 4 o'clock. At 5, Sal Capaccio will join me. Sal has got a piece up at WGR550.com laying out what the Bills are up to as they begin a first round of offseason voluntary necessary conditioning work. Some videos available of some players in and out. There's really no way for anyone to take attendance out there, so we don't know who is and who isn't there. So if you're wondering about James Cook, I got nothing for you. I'd be surprised if he were there, but you never know. I don't want to assume that he's not. Either, and I don't have a way to tell you. So, anyway, we'll talk to Sal about that, and of course, the draft as well. And then at 6, we will close up where we are going to begin today on the Sabres with Paul Hamilton. He will join me. We had the timing of the exit interviews. We had some players on Friday, more on Saturday, and then we had to wait until Saturday afternoon when our show was not on the air for Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff to speak, which they did at length. Both men sat for, close to an hour. It was reminiscent of what Kevin Adams did on trade deadline day, when there were just a few, Paul Hamilton and a couple of Buffalo News reporters on hand, Mike Harrington, I think Lance Lesowski. Anyway, on trade deadline day, and Adam spoke for like 45 or 50 minutes that day. Anyway, they went long, lots to say, and we're squarely into, speculation about what the offseason is going to be. We're still waiting on Kevin Adams to have meetings in Florida with the owner, Terry Pegula. But as of now, Adams told us it'll be 2 weeks this coming Thursday, I think, or Tuesday. I don't remember what day Adams was on with us in that final week of the season. It was last Tuesday, the Leaf game, when Kevin joined us. And he said, rather emphatically, Lindy Ruff would be back. I guess we'll see about Adams. There is some speculation in the air. Elliot Friedman pondering changes to the Sabres front office. He stopped short, though, of predicting that anything really substantive is going to happen to Adams. What I read from Friedman, I didn't listen to the podcast, but he gets to, could Adams have a change in title or something to that effect? I'm not sure about that. So I don't know. That stops well short of something, change could be in the offing here. We all, I think, agree that something should be done. Something being done is warranted, but it certainly doesn't feel like that's going to happen. I suppose, again, that could change depending on how Terry Pegula likes or dislikes the answers to the questions he may have for Adams whenever they do get together to discuss the way forward here. One thing stuck out to me from the weekend, and I'm not sure, but I think this was pretty early on in the meeting with the media, where Adams just sort of volunteered that he still feels like they should be a playoff team. And I want to play the whole thing. I'm usually not the guy who gets really fired up about the stuff they say. That's more Mike's role in our relationship. I'm usually like, they don't really mean what they're saying anyway. They're just trying to get through the thing without ending up in a ditch, that kind of stuff. But this one particular excerpt, I think especially the very beginning of it, kind of stood out to me and to me warranted some discussion. Here's a clip of Kevin Adams addressing the media from Saturday.
I believe we should be a playoff team right now, and we failed. So it's owning that, taking my responsibility for that, and then moving past that and saying, here's how, I see us improving and what we can do to fix it. As always, just being very honest in my conversations with Terry to say where I think that I've made mistakes and where I think that we can fix certain things. And that's what I'll do. But I do believe that we're closer than farther, but the words are the words. We have to win hockey games, and I understand that.
I like the end. The words are the words, and there's just no question that the words, if anything, I may be guilty. You can tell me if you think I'm overreacting. The very start of that, I believe we should be a playoff team, really bothered me. And maybe it's a sign of an unhealthy relationship that we're all in with this hockey team. Maybe that's just some sort of a throwaway, but I believe we should be in the playoffs. Sounds to me very much like someone who does not have a grip on what transpired here, what this season was, what this season came down to, because should be in the playoffs sounds like something you would say about a team that was very close to making the playoffs and right on the cusp of making the playoffs and just missed because, I don't know, the refs allowed a Hudson Fashing goal to stand when he clearly kicked it in 2 years ago. Like, that, like they were a point out that year, should be in the playoffs. You know, I know it's a one little call, and who knows if it would have determined a change in how things ended. But the Sabres finished 12 points out of the playoffs. For all the hot finish that they had, they did get very cold again at the end and then managed to get Lindy his 900th career win on the final game of the season against the mighty Philadelphia Flyers, one of two teams in the Eastern Conference to finish behind you in the standings. This was not a close call. This was not a team that was right there all year. This was a team that was buried by Thanksgiving and never recovered. And I don't know, should be in the playoffs? Should be in the playoffs. Your special teams were abysmal. You scored 43 power play goals, gave up 57 while you were a man down. Congrats on the 10 shorthanded goals. That closes the gap, but you're a minus on special teams. Both units were in the bottom third of the league on the season. Penalty killing was a little better than power play, but holy cow. Goaltending regressed. The overall defensive play was terrible. Hey, congrats on the 5-on-5 scoring. I shouldn't be so cranky about that. That's a very good sign and can be a sign of a team that, you know, should be getting better results than finishing 12 points out of the playoffs. But how does I believe we should be in the playoffs right now land on Sabres fans that watch this season go by? A 14th straight without being in the playoffs, actually. I didn't think it was possible for Kevin Adams to really say anything that would frustrate me to this level anymore, because mostly, you know, like I already said, my standard disclaimer, I'm not usually the one who overreacts to this sort of stuff, but it wasn't close. You built a young, flawed team. Still, yes, you did a couple good things, really. I don't think it's really debatable. Ryan McLeod was a good idea. That has worked. Jason Zucker worked. That was a good idea. Maybe both guys could have been a more help 2 seasons ago when they were coming off that one-point miss and really needed to establish more of a defensive identity. But anyway, whatever. Good ads. But overall, this team was still too young, too inexperienced, too prone to mental lapses when pressure was on and games were tight and the standings were still relevant. You built a flawed team again and want to sit there on the locker room clean out and tell me I believe we should have been a playoff team? I mean, are you looking for some kind of special credit for something that you didn't do? Because I'm very confused. Like, either you're delusional, and I would not want to accuse Kevin Adams of genuinely being delusional about their results and the team he has built, or he's just saying something to try to get through the news conference, but this, we're closer than we are farther. You're 12 points away. And I don't know if this is another version of whatever he was trying to get across to me and Mike a couple of weeks ago about the 13-game losing streak and how, you know, their expected goals in half of those games was good enough. And they, I mean, what? you dropped 13 in a row. Nothing, not a single call-up, nothing happened during that time. And I'm going to listen to you months later tell me you believe that you should have been a playoff team. I mean, it sounds to me like you think a lot more of what you've built here than the results tell you. I mean, the results tell you everything. There is no should have been. There is no I believe. There are the standings, and there are the underlying numbers that often result in you being where you are in the standings, and the Sabres were bad at enough stuff, or flat out terrible at enough stuff, that they finished 12 points out of the playoffs. I'm just having a very tough time today with should I really all weekend. I heard about that on Saturday evening, and I just thought, what are we doing here? Should I really believe we should have been a playoff team? Like, there just was nothing. Like, what went wrong exactly? You know, that derailed you. I don't have an answer. I don't expect you to either. But if you want to kick this around, 803-0550, it really annoyed me hearing that from him, because it just sounds like the kind of thing I could see Terry Pegula sort of nodding at and going, yeah, well, you know, I do like, because, you know, out here, there are times, I'll say it, it comes out in natural conversation talking about them. Now, I like a lot of the pieces. They've got some good players here, but there just is not enough. The number one line that they finished the year with, is maybe a prime example of this to me. Because Kulik centering their number one line, Zach Benson on the left wing and Tage Thompson on the right wing, they got good results with that line. Thompson came back alive as a top scoring player in the league. Like, he looks like a stud again. And that combination toward the tail end of the season had at least something to do with that. But here we are now, like, hearing the GM say, I believe we should be a playoff team. We should be in the playoffs right now. And we're closer than we are farther. Well, what was your best line? That was, right? Benson, Kulik, and Thompson. Talking about a 20-year-old winger and a 21-year-old centerman with now grizzled veteran Tage Thompson. Is that going to be my plan going into next year? I mean, Josh Norris is somewhere in this mix, presuming he's not, you know, absolutely made of glass and will actually be able to play some games for this team, you know, in addition to the three that he played after coming here at trade deadline time, inheriting an injury. It's a great story. I don't know what to expect there, but maybe he takes the place of Kulik, and then you're maybe okay with everything. And maybe you can put Zucker up there with Thompson and Norris, and there's your veteran. Because, you know, those guys are going to play all the top lines for the other teams, and I'm just really worried already. It's months away, and I'm worried about them rolling that out there to play 20 to 22.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Minutes a night and having to deal with, you know, the bumps and bruises and the learning curve for the young guys again. As that is, I think, almost definitively, in my opinion, the thing that has continued to trip them up. It's either young guys who don't know how to do it, or like midterm veterans like Thompson and Tuck. These guys aren't at the end of their careers, more like, say, Zucker is closer to the end of his career. They're like in the middle of their primes. They're not new. They're not young. They're pretty experienced. But do they know how to buckle down a game and play the way you need to play to win hockey games when there is pressure to perform and the standings still matter and you're in a playoff spot and all of it? I've just seen no sign whatsoever from this team that they can do it. I almost entirely, and I'm not positive that I'm right about this because I don't know what various teams that the Sabres beat in this hot stretch near the end of the season, you know, what level of A game I was getting from those teams in those games. Maybe I got their absolute level best because they were playing for seeding, but it's very possible it was, you know, it's Tuesday night and we're in Buffalo. I don't know. Let's just get through this. We're in the playoffs either way, seedings, whatever. I just think good stretches where you play responsible hockey, you play, to quote our buddy Paul Hamilton, the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, in team, you know, against teams down the stretch, I just think I never want to buy it. You know, and this isn't the there can't be carryover like momentum from one offseason, you know, through the offseason to the next season. I mean, of course there isn't that, but you know, did they prove anything to anyone? Did they prove anything to themselves? I hope not, because they had no pressure on them to perform. And, you know, good for them, they did. But when it doesn't count, really, when you know you're just playing out the string, I think that's a very different mental headspace than we really need this game. And, oh, it's starting to go the wrong way. And that all that sort of stuff. So look, I'm sure, you know, I watched them all, we can all find pockets of those games that we really liked where they looked really good. Paul will cite this example in Washington where the Sabres were, you know, just filling the net, but it got tight, right? Back to 6-5 and the building's roaring and Ovechkin has scored and oh my gosh. And, you know, a few months earlier, the Sabres would have unraveled and they didn't. Okay. Sure. I mean, that happened, but it's just not, it's not the same as doing it in December to me. So I was pretty annoyed about, I believe we should be in the playoffs right now. If I've got any company, more than happy to welcome you into the program. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in on that. The playoffs, yes, kids, that's right. The playoffs did start this weekend. I watched a little of every, I watched a little of most every game. I'm sorry, I did not make it to 10:30 last night for Vegas and Minnesota, or 10, whatever it was. That Leaf game got sideways. They pretty much dominated Ottawa, and check, please, I'm out. But dabbled the others Saturday. You know, Winnipeg was tested. That got that was tight. I mean, they were behind in the third period. They didn't score the winner until inside 2 minutes to go in the third period, and then added on an empty netter. So that was tense. The other game on Saturday got really sideways by the end, but that Dallas and Colorado game was really tight. And if you see 5-1 and just think Colorado outclassed them, I would pump the brakes on that. The goalie for Colorado, Mackenzie Blackwood, not like really a household name, but it's his crease to run with for Colorado, I thought played great, especially early in that game. And Dallas is down some guys, but that game was 3-1 for most of the third period, and then an empty netter, and then the dreaded, I think there was the dreaded goal after the empty netter. Like, put the goalie back in, score again. I hate that goal. It's the worst goal you can ever give up. And that happened, I think, to Dallas. Anyway, that was that. Carolina outclassed New Jersey, which was entirely predictable. I don't think there's a first-round series you should be more confident in than Carolina and Jersey. I just don't think Jersey, but you know, with Jack Hughes, I'd say maybe they have a puncher's chance there, but without him, I think they're going to get run over, and they definitely did last night. Mentioned Leafs and Ottawa that got a little nasty at times, but Toronto was clearly the better team, and Vegas did beat Minnesota last night. We've got a couple of game ones tonight and a couple of game twos. So the NHL has chosen to, I don't know, space out the starts of all these series. We still don't have Tampa and Florida on the board until tomorrow. They play game one of their first round series tomorrow, but Winnipeg and St. Louis will play some game two action tonight. Dallas and Colorado the same. And then we've got Montreal, getting going with Washington. I think that's the first game of the night. To go along with Edmonton and LA meeting for a fourth straight season. LA has home ice there. Edmonton has beaten them the three previous years. So we'll see about how that all goes. But the Sabres, I believe we should be in the playoffs. Kevin Adams on Saturday. I'm talking about that to start. We'll shift as we go, of course. NFL draft talk at 4 with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio at 5. Paul Hamilton in the back end of the show at 6. Lots of time for you. You want to get in. And as I said, we'll segue into the draft at any point here. So if you got thoughts on that, you're just waiting for that, consider the door opened on that subject as well. But anything from the weekend of the NHL and especially the Sabres hierarchy having this news conference where Adam said he believes they should be a playoff team. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
And I shared this with the players over the last couple days, is more of our players starting with looking in the mirror first. If we all do that across the organization with, okay, what can I do better? How can I be the best version of myself and my job as role as general manager? That starts to build a culture of accountability. That's, to me, what really accountability is. It's knowing that I'm doing everything, reflecting and being self-aware with what starts with me first. And I think then that has a way of starting to work its way through the rooms.
Kevin Adams from Saturday, the finale of locker room clean out, a couple of days worth of players talking and culminating with Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff meeting with the media in the 4 o'clock hour on Saturday afternoon. It was a lengthy time there. Like, there's Adams on accountability, and sure, you can, like, in a vacuum, that. Okay, yes, that's right. I think I agree with that. I would like each player to look within themselves and make sure that they're doing everything they can do. How? I don't want to make the mistake of assuming what any player feels about Kevin Adams as their boss. There's probably, there's probably opinions kind of all over the grid on that. But when he's making that point to a player, he's making that point to Rasmus Dahlin or Tage Thompson or Ryan McLeod or Jacob Bryson, right? Anywhere on the depth chart about accountability. Do you not struggle? If you're the person you're the player in this scenario, and your boss, sure, he's your boss. You come in the room with some amount of respect for the job. All right, this guy's in charge. He's the GM. Okay, you got to listen with an open mind what he has to say. He starts talking about accountability as the GM of a hockey team that has not been to the playoffs in 14 years, the last five of which he has presided over as the general manager. With no prior experience on his resume whatsoever to speak of, as far as that spot in a hockey organization. He's been around hockey a long, long time, of course. How does the accountability speech from that guy go down? And again, you know, maybe I'm guilty of just, you know, digging too far into the words. But, you know, well, they're not playing games anymore because despite the wishful thinking, they're not in the playoffs. So all we've got left is the words, are the words. And so, yeah, I can get pretty wound up. Kevin Adams has presided over like a third of the non-playoff seasons in this hockey team's history at this point. And, or no, a third of the drought, I should say, is what it is. It's not the non-playoff years. 5 years on the job, and he's talking about accountability. How about some accountability from above? That's the thing. Like, I'd be, fine, yes, you know, I'm a player on the team. I could have been better on the penalty kill. I could have buried that one chance. I should have worked harder on my back check. Sure, look in the mirror. Be honest. But you're getting a speech about accountability from an NHL executive who has presided over the tail end here, and I don't know where the end is in sight, but has presided over five straight playoff years, non-playoff years, extending this drought to 14 years. It's kind of, not even kind of, it flat out is mind-boggling that there's not more conversation about his job security. You know why there isn't? Because nobody has the heart to even talk about it because we don't think it's going to happen. You know, of course, now last year at this time, I did not think Don Granato was going to be replaced, and ultimately he was. So, I don't know, maybe the fire burns hot in Pagulaville when Adams goes down to Florida to meet with him or wherever and whenever they're going to meet, and maybe something does happen, but it does not feel at all like an organization that's handling their front office as though they have not been in the playoffs for 14 years or for 5 years under this general manager's watch. So you can be as well-intentioned and correct about talking about accountability to the players that you're meeting with, but it only gets me so far because, like, theoretically, I agree you should be talking about accountability, but the source who's talking about the accountability organizationally, I think is really lacking credibility on the subject because he's being kept on despite flailing futilely to put together a team that can make the playoffs and despite his belief that they should be in the playoffs right now. Should is really the problematic word there. Should, like they were denied that some injustice happened to them or something. No! You built a flawed team again. And looks from all appearances as though you're going to just continue on in the job. And I don't know how accountability gets mentioned and players don't walk out of that room just going, okay, sounds great. I just can't really get there with it. It's hard to hear, honestly.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nate is first up this segment. Hi, Nate. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, how's it going, Bulldog?
Good, man.
I echo the kind of similar sentiment to you, and I share in your frustrations. I've been playing hockey now for 25 years, and I listen to that presser and then accumulate that with the games going on, and I just could not feel like this organization is so far removed from the rest of how the NHL operates. I mean, Adam's talking about accountability in itself is like, I feel like you're talking to a bunch of high schoolers playing for a JV squad. Like, it's the NHL. Like, if a guy doesn't know, like, I got to show up and do my job, like, I don't. Why are they even on your roster if you're talking about culture? I mean, you're just, they're trying to celebrate little tiny things when, like, other teams that actually have serious, competent people behind, you know, the operations, like Boston, Rangers, they missed the playoffs 1 year and they're making changes. And us, we're sitting here like, oh, well, if we just, you know, string together a couple more games, we might, you know, be a bubble team again, you know, mm-hmm. this weekend. And even so, watching these the games going on this weekend, I don't see one team, not even like Jersey, who got smoked by Carolina. Like, I feel like we would just get steamrolled over by Jersey. There's no reason to even feel remotely optimistic about it. And it just starts at the top. I don't know how Pegula can sit there and, like, even feel like he belongs in the room with all these other owners and managers and stuff when he goes to the meetings for the league. It's just so frustrating. I mean, even though when he said, like, he's trying to celebrate, at one point he's talking about Samuelson finding his game, I was like, I don't know what games I was watching, but I guess I must have been watching a different team because he just still seemed like a liability, afraid to touch a feather out there. I'm just speechless, basically, at where to go. I don't see how they can bring him back. Again, like you, I think they're going to. And I think maybe the only reason would be is that they just, there's no one else that wants the job that's going to sacrifice their hockey career. I mean,
yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, I've got nothing on them.
Yeah.
It's just that I went from partial season ticket holders down to then, you know, barely mini pack to now it's like, well, if I got nothing else going on, I guess I'll go to the game if I can find something quick off. You know, secondary mark or something like that. I got nowhere to go with them, and they're going nowhere in a hurry. That's all I got to say.
All right, Nate.
It,
thank so. You. Appreciate the call very much. Yeah, I wonder. You know, I wonder Terry Pegula in all of this. I find it. Look, I don't know the man personally. You know, we've met, we've shaken hands, I've you know talked to him off the air a couple times, but it's not. You know, I don't know the guy, so I don't know. Right. And I also need to be said, I don't know a whole bunch of billionaires. So, you know, for me to even guess at what might make someone like him tick, it would be ridiculous. I have no idea. But there, one little part that I will, like, I wonder if he just doesn't know what else to do. If I fire Kevin Adams, where do I go? Right, like who do I go? I mean, I know they've done this. He managed to hire Tim Murray, but he had Pat LaFontaine helping him do that. He managed to hire Jason Bottrell and Dan Bylsma. Well, No, hang on, I got that wrong. Bielsma went out the door with Murray. But he did get around to Bielsma with Murray's help. And then Bottrell, like he's you know, brought in assistant GMs to take over the team and then dipped into the realm of local amateur hockey to get his hands on Kevin Adams, someone he was familiar with from being around the building and being involved with the Junior Sabres organization, like Adams was prior to ascending to the level of GM. I just wonder if he just doesn't know who to call. You know, like, I know that sounds ridiculous. The league can help and all that, but I don't know. To just keep going just seems really hard for me to get behind. And, boy, talking about accountability from an organization that is as stagnant as they are is just really tough. Mike is next up. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog, just following up, you look at Terry Pegula. He comes in with the Bills. He keeps Doug Whaley. He hires Rex Ryan. He pulls a rabbit out of his hat to get McDermott, who then is actively involved in Bean, and everything's gone well. Conversely, with the Sabres, he comes in, hockey heaven, the whole thing, multiple Stanley Cups. He keeps Regeer, he keeps Ruff, he does everything you could possibly do wrong over the last 14 years. And, you know, yeah, Kevin Adams has no business being a GM in this league. I mean, for God's sakes, he was running the Harbor Center 5 years ago, helping out with the Junior Sabres. I mean, it's the ineptitude of Terry Pegula that gets me. And, you know, Kevin Adams made a statement of, you know, no palm trees and taxes is why it's so hard to get people to come here. Absolutely wrong. There's no palm trees or taxes, and the tax situation isn't a problem with the Bills. It's the most inept professional sports team in the world. And it sounds like, oh, my God, that's overstating the case. No, it's not. It's 14 years in a row in a league that 50% of the league makes the playoffs. And, you know, he just doesn't get it. He had one opportunity when he hired Pat LaFontaine to be basically the director of hockey. And LaFontaine hires Tim Murray to be a GM, but more of a glorified scout, because LaFontaine was basically in charge of hockey. And those two get into an argument, LaFontaine leaves, and Terry Pegula's ego is so large that he refuses to realize that he needs somebody to make decisions for him or give him advice as to hockey decisions. Right now he's got a CEO who's the same, who's sharing duty with the Bills. He had his wife, God rest her soul, I mean, I know she's not dead, but I mean, she's had major problems, who was the president of the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, how does that happen? You've been on Eichel for years because you don't like him. I mean, I love Jack Eichel, but I look at Jack Eichel, I look at Ryan O'Reilly, I look at Reinhart. They couldn't wait to get out of here because every year it's December 1st. They've played a month and a half of hockey, and they realize the next 5 months are worthless. I have nothing to play for except for my own stats. Why am I going to dive in front of shots? We've got no chance to make the playoffs. And then for Kevin Adams to come out and say we should be a playoff team, who cares? Everybody should be a playoff team once in 14 years. We want a contender. And Terry Pegula has no clue how to build a contender.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Yeah, boy, that's really stark, too, when you get to, it's all these years, and we're just trying to build up to the point where they can do what Montreal just did, which is squeeze in at the wire. I mean, good. You, full credit for doing it. But holy cow. There is a long way from where Montreal is even. It's a long way from you to Montreal, 12 points as it turns out this year. A long way from you to there. There's, I think, even farther from where Montreal is right now to Tampa, Florida, Colorado, Dallas. teams, Vegas, teams that can really win the Stanley Cup this year. I know it's hockey, anything can happen. But, like, the process of becoming a contender, you got to crawl just to get to the wild card and then grow from there. And I can't even get to the wild card. So that, just the way Mike phrased that, you know, trying to get to the playoffs is it's like a third of the story. The other two-thirds is becoming a Stanley Cup contender. And I don't even know. I feel like I need to live in a different galaxy to expect that anytime soon. That just does not seem realistic at all, sitting here right now. 14 straight. I believe we should be in the playoffs. 803-0550 is the number. Eric Wood coming your way at 4. We will segue into the Bills in the offseason and the draft, which is only 3 days away now. So Eric at 4, Sal Capaccio at 5, Paul Hamilton at 6. In between your calls. So you got anything on this subject? And even next segment, we'll take more here at 803-0550. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones on the Bulldog, and this is WGR. Grooving through the first hour of a Monday here, taking some calls on the Sabres end of season news conferences. 803-0550 is the number. Gabe is first up this segment. Hi, Gabe. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR. Hello, Gabe.
Are you looking for Dave?
Yep. Okay, sure. That'll work. Dave, sorry about the confusion.
Yeah, no problem. My thoughts are just, I know when Pagula got the Sabres, originally he was saying he's not a football guy, had no interest in that. But once he got into the NFL and realizes how easy it is to just print money in the NFL, I wonder if the Sabres have kind of fallen a little to the wayside where, you know, it's a little bit more difficult on the business end to make that money. Because we all know the NFL is, they just print money.
Well, it definitely is more challenging. There's no question about that. I mean, the NFL teams do, you know, yeah, they do all right. Yeah, they print money is what they do. And hockey is way more challenging. I'm sure no one has an appetite to ponder what sort of losses in the tens of millions season over season we're talking about here during this playoff drought, but in particular the last 5 years, really Adams's tenure, with where season tickets are now, what the game to game attendance is like. I mean, it's just a very tough scene, and there's no way that it's financially viable in and of itself, right? Owners of NHL teams in particular lose money most years, year over year, and then make a killing when they sell the team. And that's usually the model. So you incur the losses. The Sabres used to lose money when the building was full. I just cannot imagine what the business model looks like now. And again, cry me a river, I know. So there's truth in what you say, like anecdotally, but I don't know that means he doesn't try, doesn't care, doesn't want to be, presiding over a successful sports team. I mean, if you had a choice. But it's possible the losing has just worn him down to the point where it's just kind of, I don't know, it is an afterthought. I don't know. That's a tough way to think about it for me. So it just makes too many assumptions about what makes the world go round for him. And so I don't know. But it is, you know, obviously stark and very, on the surface, you know, very different situation success-wise, football to hockey. Obviously not even close. Thank you for the calls. Appreciate it very much. We'll hit a timeout here, come back, and have our regular in-season Monday guest at 4 o'clock. That means Eric Wood, who's been with Mike and myself for many years in that slot during the season. We'll have our first off-season visit with Eric coming up right after this. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.